Svi Pesa Frank, originally born in Europe in Lithuania in 1873, emigrated to Israel, to Eretz Israel in the year 1892. He was a young man at the time. He became a very prominent, very preeminent rabbinic figure in Jerusalem and Eretz Israel at that time. And he actually served as the chief rabbi of Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, for many decades, from before Hakamat Medina, before the state was actually established, from approximately 1935 or so until he passed away at the end of 1960. So he's most well known for his halachic expertise and brilliance. He has his responsive literature is fascinating because it's very focused, succinct, and yet kind of thorough. And his response to literature is for to Shelo Duchuvot Har Tzvi. He has a commentary on Chumash by the same general name of the Sefer, Har Tzvi. And in this week's Parsha, Parsha Shmini, Svi Pesa Frank has a very novel interpretation of a comment of Rashi. The Pasuk describes as Bayom HaShmini, on the eighth day of the inauguration of the temple, of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle, and the completion of this consecration of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle, Vayibayom HaShmini, on that eighth day, as Aaron is completing his service and that process of inauguration, Pasuk describes Vayisa Aaron es yadov, that Aaron raised his hands, El Ha'am, toward the people, toward Am Yisrael, Vayivarachem, and he blessed them. Pasuk Dever identifies what the content of that blessing was. In fact, the Ramban quotes a Medrash that says that this was a bracha stuma. This was an undisclosed bracha. We do not know what Aaron included in the bracha and the blessing that he expressed to the Jewish people on this very auspicious day. It is a bracha stuma. Rashi, on the other hand, which the Ramban analyzes, Rashi, on the other hand, comments and says, what was the bracha that Aaron expressed to the Jewish people? Birchas Kohanim, the priestly blessings that we are familiar with, that the Kohanim have been blessing the Jewish people with for thousands of years. Yivarechecha, Yo'er, Yisa, Rashi goes on to delineate. Yivarechecha, Yo'er, Yisa. That's Rashi's interpretation, that this particular bracha was the first time Birchas Kohanim was expressed by Aaron on that eighth day, and that's what he said to the Jewish people. The Ramban has difficulty with that because we have no record in Chumash until this point in time that Aaron was ever given those brachas by God to use. It's not until Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Noso, where God instructs Moshe and Aaron that the Kohanim should forever after express the blessings of Yerechecha, Yo'er, Yisa to the Jewish people. It wasn't expressed until then. So the Ramban is consistent with his approach that there is general chronological sequencing in Chumash, and therefore if this was truly Birchas Kohanim, why is it not mentioned any time before this? Or why isn't it identified here? That's one of the difficulties with that interpretation of Rashi. Svi Pesa Frank, though, quotes from the Sifsei Chachamim, who has a different concern regarding Rashi's interpretation, because Rashi seems to be a little bit detailed in an unnecessary way, says the Sifsei Chachamim. Rashi first says, what was the content of the bracha? Berchas Kohanim, priestly blessings. So we generally know what that refers to. Yivarechecha, Yo'er, Yisa. Why does Rashi then have to specify it was Yivarechecha, Yo'er, Yisa? We know what they were once he identifies them as being Birchas Kohanim. So truth is that the idea of a bracha stuma, of a non-disclosed bracha itself, why would the Torah not tell us what Aaron said, what the beautiful blessing he expressed to the Jewish people? Why would the Torah not tell us? So one idea, parenthetically, is that sometimes the greatest bracha, the greatest bracha, blessing, or beneficence that a person can receive is not always the substance or the content. It's the gesture itself. It's the expression of care, concern, love that one person has for another. So, Vayivarachem, Aaron blessed the Jewish people. That's all you need to know. You don't need to know the content per se. But Rashi, in his interpretation of Birchas Kohanim, stirs in Svi Pesa Frank a very fascinating suggestion. He says, Svi Pesa Frank, that it's true, like the Ramban says, that until this point in time, Aaron had not yet been given Birchas Kohanim, so he was unaware of it. And he wasn't given it here either. So where did this bracha come from? How did he know? Yivarechecha Ya'er Yisa? Says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Ela she'aron kivein milibo, that Aaron composed this blessing on his own, with his own creativity, midaito. He crafted, he composed this blessing. Yivarechecha Hashem Yishmerecha, God should bless you and protect you. Ya'er Hashem Yisa Hashem. This is not a blessing, says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, that God composed. This is not a blessing of divine origin. This is a blessing of human origin, of a great human being, but it is of human origin. Kiven Milibo, he composed it. He created it. The Achakach, says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Hiskim Gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God was enamored with this blessing that Aaron crafted and composed. And God said, I affirm this. I want fact. Not only do I think it's fantastic, says God, V'tziva levarech es Yisrael. Aaron, that blessing that you just composed is fantastic. I want you and all your children and all Kohanim forever after to use that as the text of the blessing to be conveyed to the Jewish people on a daily basis in Medinat Yisrael, in the diaspora, Minhag Sfarad, not every day, on holidays, in the diaspora, Minhag Ashkenaz, whenever, but this Yivarech Ha'yar Yisa is so beautiful, so wonderful, says God, that this will be the blessing that you will forever after utilize. That itself, without going even any further, is a remarkable notion that the Torah has within it a mitzvah where the details and actually the actual mitzvah itself, the bracha, in this case, the blessing, the content, the wording, is not of divine origin. It's actually of human origin, and it has been incorporated into God's divine Torah. The fact that God has that perspective of man's ability, that man can craft, create, compose something that is worthy of being incorporated into his, with a capital H, his divine Torah, itself is a remarkable concept. And that's what, according to Rav Pesach Frank, happened here. This is Aaron's bracha that God then brought into and incorporated into Chumash, into the Torah. The only problem, just to analyze it a little bit more, with this approach is that one could argue that this is a little bit less than ideal. If you tell me that I have two options. I can either receive a blessing from God himself that he composes, a perfect blessing composed by the perfect being, or I can receive a blessing from a wonderful, amazing human being, but by definition imperfect, that I would assume that everyone would want to receive God's perfect blessing rather than man's imperfect blessing, however well-intended it may be. So if after all that, the years and years and years Jewish people have been receiving this bracha, Birchas Kohanim, the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank comes along and tells us that this bracha that we've all been receiving it during the course of thousands of years is not the bracha you think it was. It's not the divine blessing that God composed with God's own kind of perfect creativity. This is a human composition. It's a fantastic composition. It's been affirmed and incorporated by divine wish, but it is man's composition. I would perhaps be a little bit disappointed in recognizing that that is the nature of this bracha. And for that, I think that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank is telling us that that's not the way God wants us to view it. That's not the way God views it. God is saying to us, by taking the composition, the text that Aaron created, incorporating it into Chumash, and more importantly, incorporating it into essentially daily life, and that which is to be expressed to the Jewish people as a divinely affirmed bracha, blessing to the Jewish people, tells us that a perfect blessing from God is not the same as an imperfect blessing from man. It's not the same in the sense that the imperfect blessing from man can, on a certain level, be a greater blessing, be a greater bracha than the perfect one from God. God is telling us that it doesn't matter whether those words were composed by God or by man. What matters is that the blessing was composed with a genuine feeling of respect, love, admiration, concern. That makes it a real bracha. It doesn't have to be a perfectly divine bracha. It has to be a real bracha. And that which Aaron composed was a real bracha. So God says, don't think that my brachos that are of perfect nature are better than these. This is a real bracha. This is a bracha expressed by a human being who can identify with other human beings and feel what other human beings feel and experience what other human beings are experiencing and be, in a sense, yearning or longing for something, a bracha that other human beings are looking for. God says a bracha bestowed by man to man, as imperfect as it may be, as flawed as it may be on some level, is the most real bracha that a person can receive. You can receive, it says, a perfect bracha from me, but a real bracha, on a certain level, human beings, God says, I charge with the responsibility of giving real brachos, real blessings to human beings. And therefore, it says that this blessing that Aaron composed is the kind of blessing that I want incorporated into my Chumash, into my Torah, not what I have composed in a kind of perfect manner. The imperfect but real, genuine blessing by Aaron, by man, that is the ultimate blessing. And I think that, just to take it one further step, unfortunately, ever since October 7th, there are no perfect brachos. There are brachos, there are blessings that have occurred, but there are no perfect ones. That's simply impossible, given what happened, given what continues to occur. But there are many brachos, and there are many brachos that God has given individuals, communities, Am Yisrael over the course of these many months. Some of them we're aware of, some of them we're not aware of. But we are aware of the fact that none of these blessings from God are perfect. By definition, just the facts on the ground are that way. For what reasons? That's beyond us. And there are many, many brachos that human beings have been able to give other human beings as well, as imperfect as all those blessings are as well, but they are genuine and they are real. Whether it's in some way helping soldiers, whether it's with gear, whether it's with winter wear, whether it's with for families, whether it's for food, whether it's for children, whether it's Tehillim, whether it's learning, whatever brachos we have engaged in trying to share and convey to members of Am Yisrael are truly real and genuine blessings, even if they are far from perfect. So we simply ask Hashem to continue to give blessings, but not in the way that has been occurring until now exclusively, but to continue to accelerate blessings by virtue of all the blessings the human beings have given to others during the course of this time amongst Am Yisrael, and blessings that have been given by non-Jews to Am Yisrael. By virtue of these blessings between man and man, as imperfect as they have been, but real they have been, we ask God to not only continue to provide whatever brachos he has been, but to accelerate and upgrade and intensify his blessings, and to part to the Jewish people blessings that are as close to perfect as they can be, given the reality, and to ask God to Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yor Hashem panav eilecha v'chunecha, Yisa Hashem panav eilecha, Yosim lecha shalom. Shabbat shalom.